Hey, welcome to the How to Sell with Confidence podcast. I'm your host, Nat Toliff, a sales and confidence coach who digs kicking your butt into imperfect action. You're in the right place if you're a woman in biz who's ready to grow from five figures to six figures and beyond. In this podcast, I share with you how to sell with confidence by digging deeper into the leader within and exploring your unstoppable self. Let's go in, let's have some unstoppable conversations. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Sell with Confidence podcast. It's Nat here. Obviously, who else would it be? Come on already. I hope you've been enjoying the snack size sales slaps that I've been doing. Today, we're going to be a little bit longer because it's a really important subject. And while recording this, I don't even know the episode's name yet because that is how imperfect I am now. I'm like, I know what we're talking about, but I don't know the name of it yet. Sometimes I like to share with you how I podcast because to get the consistency, sometimes we just got to get it done. And it's okay that I don't know the title right now. I'm going to know by the end of the podcast and when I listen to it back or not even listen to it back and go, hey, this is what it's about and this is what I'm going to call it. But let's just get into it. For God's sake, Nat, you do actually ramble a lot, Nat. So I created this cool thing that I'm going to share with you and that I'm going to literally share with you. Part of writing my book, Become Unstoppable, I give you some action points on, you know, how to become unstoppable. And one of the things that women in particular don't do very well is we don't celebrate our wins. Well, we will celebrate our wins, but we will judge the wins before we celebrate them and go, actually, because it wasn't an Oscar for a movie I did in New York, I'm not going to create it as a win. So you can kind of see where I'm going with that in terms of, you know, unless it's this huge, huge win, you're not going to celebrate it. You're going to poo-poo it and you're going to sweep it under the cover. Not on my watch, girlfriend, not when we hang out. I'm actually going to ask you, do I ask people? No, I'm going to make you actually start to recognize what you're truly great at, because so many of you are amazing and you just dismiss it too much. So it's about strengthening the insurmountable evidence around you. And for you, for bloody well, looking at insurmountable evidence and seeing yourself as a winner. It's about feeding your soul and lifting your heart and bringing some more lightness to your business. I'm going to read you this amazing testimonial that came through today, actually, which is what gave me the idea about talking to you about this wins journal that I've created. And this is what this amazing client said. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, Nat. May has been a really challenging month with sickness and staffing issues, and ordinarily I would have a wee tantrum and have gotten stuck in a rut which would have stuffed up June. I'm like, babe, we're all like that. Kudos to you for recognizing that's what you would have done. Bloody well done. It's very normal. Since I've been working with you on my mindset is shifting, and doing the wins journal has made me realize that May was actually the most epic month in my business despite these challenges. I'm already 4K in revenue over my target. So thank you for pushing me. Thank you for your Become Unstoppable book, which is now a highlighted mess of a book, but one that is well read, and thank you for the wind journal prompts. I mean, who doesn't want that? You know, being able to see what actually is winning, because as we just said, and you know, verbatim for her, if she had actually let her brain tell her how May was, her brain would have tricked her into thinking that it was pretty shitty, you know? And our brains are hardwired for negativity. And it will actually keep generating this bias for us. It will actually keep thickening the lens for that. So when we start to change the way you think and we get you to become a what I call a win seeker, you're actually going to start to create new brain pathways and you're going to be able to look for the good and actually the goodness that you're creating. So it's all about strengthening your expert enough muscle. And then you can start to flex that I'm good enough and worthy of success mindset, which is really powerful, because then when you actually see the evidence and feel it, that's when you can go and move to other levels. That's when you're going to take some very, very different moves, bold moves, big moves, really needle shifting parts in your business. A lot of women will come to me and it'll be like, right, I need the next strategy. I'm like, actually, no, you actually need to realize right now exactly where you're at. You need to go back over the years of business. You need to have a look that you're actually damn amazing. You're already an expert. There's nothing else for you to learn in terms of stop trying to fill the gap of your weaknesses, and instead let's strengthen who you are. And those next layers, the next strategies are actually working on how for you to embrace yourself and to be more of yourself. Not do more, but be more of yourself. And for me, I think that's a huge, huge significant change. I think it's really monumental, and I know for myself, it's been huge when I was actually like, you know what? This is really burning me out and making me unwell. This relentless pursuit, this high achieving pursuit of thinking I'm not good enough and I still don't know what I'm doing. And so you kind of self-flagellate and you keep on learning and just wasting so much time instead of getting your work out to more people. Because I know that if you're listening to this, you beautiful, perfectionist, high achieving woman in biz, that your work is incredible because you give so much of a shit. Your integrity just cares so much that your perfection makes your work so great. The problem is your perfection trips you up, makes you think you're not amazing, and stops you putting your work out there. Do you know what I mean? Your work, you are the master already. Your refinement of your work is astounding. But if you keep refining, if you keep questioning your mastery, and you're not getting it out in front of enough people, you're forever going to keep letting yourself down in business. So that's why I created the Wins Journal. And what I love about the Wins Journal is it's a real mixture of tools that you probably already know. I know you might, the first button in the Wins Journal, you might be like, oh, man, it's fucking eye rolling shit that I know. I'm like, I know you know, but are you doing? This stuff is like scientifically proven. So the first one's gratitude. Gratitude is scientifically proven to change your brain and how it lights up. It actually then gives you a complete different physical reaction when you start to look through the lens of what are you grateful for. So it's like, say, like, get grateful, girl. Like, come on, what are we, you know, where can I be fully present to where I'm at and be fully present for what I have and really give it some showtime? So it kicks off with some gratitude. And then it moves into connecting into your why. So why are you doing this, right? Why are you getting up every morning and you probably don't want to? Maybe you're thinking about getting a job and throwing this whole thing in. Maybe you're just over it. If we don't stay in gratitude and if we don't come back into connecting into our why and the reason we're doing this, we can get really lost. And we can get lost, and being lost can look like thinking that you've got to burn it all down and start again. Thinking that you've done it all wrong, that what you've got to say has all been said before, so where's there room for you? You can't see where there's room for yourself. But actually, when you connect back into your why, it's a really quick way to reset. And it's okay that your why changes. So in the Wins Journal, I talk about spending time and free writing why the world needs your work, or why do your prospective clients, why do they need your work? Why do you need to keep putting your stuff out there? And this actually used to be a journaling prompt that I would ask myself every day. I asked myself this every day for a year, and it was, why do my prospective clients need my services? And it kept reminding myself of two things. One, to get in their head and understand exactly what their problems were and are. Two, it kept reminding myself that I knew how to solve those problems. And it reconnected me into, shit, I actually think I know what I'm doing. And I think I'm pretty bloody good at it. So sometimes this mindset stuff has to happen. It isn't all about, oh, action. Oh, what else can I do? It really comes back to inspiring the shit out of yourself and going, I'm actually pretty amazing. I'm going to celebrate that. And here's why I need to keep going and putting my work out there. So the other part of the wins journal is, where are you winning? You know, like looking at your money moments, your accomplishments, the projects you've finished, the decisions you've made, new subscribers, new skills, the risks you've taken, training you've completed. It's asking you to get your win glasses on, your win spectacles, and finding the evidence of what has gone well. Where are you winning? And something funny we do in my client group, every fortnight when we get together, I get us all to, we have 5 minutes and we have to come up with 10 wins. And I find it so hard still. Like, I have to put myself on mute because I'm literally bitching and moaning. And honestly, it's like dragging someone to the finish line. I'm just like, I'm so freaking over it. But I have to say, I have to say that I'm finding it a little bit easier. So it does work, guys. It's strengthening that muscle and refining your skills. So anyone can easily go, hey, yeah, I can tell you what a win has been for this year or this month, but can someone tell you what the win has been for this day? Not usually, right? Usually we can't go to that minuscule, which is where I want this journal to be able to take you. So the next part of the journal is saying to you, okay, so if you're still not convinced that you're pretty fucking amazing, the next part, you have to receive it. And I call it client love. And it's getting you to gather evidence like screenshots or reviews or lovely messages or client wins and testimonials. And what happens energetically, if someone says, you know, like that amazing review I shared with you just now, if I didn't fully feel it and receive it, I'm actually not giving it the full integrity and the love that it requires back. So if people have gone out of their way to share with you that they think you're amazing and your work has helped them, do me a damn favor and actually believe it. I don't believe that people blow smoke up our butts and pay us lip service and tell us we're doing a good job and we help them if you bloody didn't. And if you do that, can you also please stop? I really just want you to feel into that humanness of it. And it needs to be an energy exchange, like a full circle. Like if you've done amazing work and someone says that's amazing and it's helped me and you don't finish the circle, the ring of love, I just made that up. That's not a thing, but it is now, right? You're actually really belittling, downsizing, and not acknowledging and giving the client love its full power. And I think that's selfish and I think it's dismissive. So I really want you to feel it and just really understand that you are doing great, great stuff. So I'm hoping you're starting to hear that, you know, it isn't that next piece of strategy that's going to help you. It's really recognizing that where you're at, you got yourself there. You must know what you're doing. Sucks to be you, right? Because I'm like, there's evidence that you know what you're doing because you're here and you've done well and you want to go to the next level. If you do not start supporting yourself, another strategy, more audience, bigger team isn't going to fulfill you. You're going to start to burn the fuck out. So if my winning journal podcast hasn't convinced you that you really need to take stock of how amazing you are, I don't know what will, okay? All jokes aside, we will on these podcast notes and on the podcast webpage. We're going to put the PDF so you can download it. Otherwise, message me and I'll send it to you because I really want you to start doing this work. I do it. I've made myself do it. I make myself feel all the reviews, feel all the stuff, and I receive it and I go, wow,
And what happens with that is bigger opportunity. You start to see bigger opportunities. You start to see where you can scale, where you can do the things that you've been wanting to do. But you can't do that if you keep the same pair of bloody glasses on. Okay, I've ear-bashed you enough. I've slapped you around enough. It is time for you to rock and roll out of here. Catch you bloody later. Hey, you gorgeous crew. Thanks for listening again. And if you've been under a rock and you didn't know, my second book is available, Become Unstoppable, How to Stop Playing Small, Keep Up with the Bloody Joneses, and Play a Bigger Game. If you want a copy, you know what to do. Come over to my website, www.natalietoloff.com, and grab yourself a copy. And remember to share this podcast around with your biz friends. Plus, if you're liking it on whatever platform you're listening, please give it a rating so we can keep it going around and around. Catch you later.